Welcome to the Best Thing I've Learned About Money audio blog series. This is where you'll hear from fellow creative entrepreneurs and mentors all about one specific topic, money. In each episode, we introduce you to some of our favorite industry friends as they share the best thing they've learned about money and how it's impacted their life and business. Here at Shanna Skidmore Consulting, we are on a mission to bridge the gap between the world of money and creative entrepreneurship so you can feel confident in your finances, clarity in your direction, and freedom to go on creating just as long as your heart desires. Think of this as your own little audiobook as you tune in to the stories of how money mindset, defining enough, and knowing your financial need can impact the way you live your life.
Hey y'all, I'm Caitlin Holland, the owner of the McAllister Leftwich House and founder of the School of Styling. I've always had a love for entrepreneurship and began my first business, a vintage rental company, while I was still in college. After graduating from college with an art degree, I saw a need for a training environment that served the creative entrepreneur as a whole, so I created the School of Styling to provide women a place to build business and creative confidence. In 2017, my mom, husband, and I purchased the historic McAllister Leftwich House in downtown Greensboro and reimagined it as a wedding and event venue. My days are filled with leading the McAllister Leftwich team, running our marketing, planning workshops for the School of Styling, or caring for our two babies, Lucy and James. And today, I'm excited to dive into the best thing I've learned about money in hopes that my story can encourage you to talk about money and to remove any shame you might feel around money. Let's dive in. Money doesn't determine my worth. I was about 8 years old when I had the thought, what if I saved half of all the money I got for Christmas, my birthday, and from chores each year? How much will I have when I go to college? I think I roughly calculated a few thousand dollars, a number that seemed outrageous and exciting all at the same time. I wish I could sit here and tell you I had the self-control to save the money, or the wisdom to budget, or the patience to delay gratification. But one too many trips to Claire's for sticker earrings derailed it all. And you may think, well, you were 8, cut yourself a break. But now I'm 28. I run 2 businesses. I have 2 kids. I'm married to a man in ministry. And I still struggle with self-control, being wise with my money, and delayed gratification just like that 8-year-old. For years, I have felt a deep shame around money. For too long, I avoided my bank account like the plague. My husband said I was like an ostrich with its head in the sand. I didn't want to look because I didn't want to know. While money doesn't have feelings, I certainly have feelings about money. Whether it's anxiety when money is scarce, security when our savings feels cushy, pride when I make a lot, shame when I don't, up and down this roller coaster of emotions I went. But then I realized something that altered the way I view money, and it changed my life forever. Money doesn't determine my worth. My identity isn't tied up in a number. My feelings don't have to be controlled by my perception of scarcity or abundance. And you know what that realization brought? Freedom. Maybe you're where I was, and where I still find myself some days, if I'm being honest. Maybe you are afraid to look at your bank account because somehow that number you see staring back at you means that you aren't good enough, wise enough, or skilled enough. If that's you, here are 3 things I encourage you to do. Number 1, give thanks for the pennies. What would change about your perception of money if you were grateful for every dollar, quarter, nickel, dime, and penny you have? Oftentimes, we are tempted to look at our bank account in terms of what we don't have. But what if we shifted our heart and gave thanks for what we do have? Those who are faithful with little will be faithful with much. Luke 16:10. Whether we think we have a lot or a little, let's strive to be good, generous stewards with what we do have. If I felt overwhelmed by all I had to do, my mom would always encourage me to write it down. She said, when you write it all out, it doesn't look so overwhelming, and you can actually begin to tackle each task little by little. The same is true when it comes to money. Peter Drucker said, what gets measured gets managed. I have found the unknown is what stirs up anxiety in my heart. But once I see the numbers on paper, no matter how good or not so good they look, I can move forward and make a plan. When was the last time you checked your bank account? Stop what you're doing and go check it now. Remember, the number you see doesn't reflect who you are. Number three, ask someone to review your numbers with you. Whether it's your spouse, a close friend, a family member, or your business partner, have them look through your bank account and hold you accountable to your goals. Shame breeds in the secret, but when it's out in the open, as exposing as it may feel at first, you will find confidence, freedom, and solutions are more quickly available. Most importantly, remember that your worth, identity, and value isn't tied up in numbers. I know we're primarily talking about money here, but that also goes for the number on the scale, the number of followers you have, the number of clients you've booked, the number of kids you have. True freedom comes when you believe this and live out of the knowledge that what you have doesn't determine who you are. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's The Best Thing I've Learned About Money series. In the comments below, I would love to hear what success looks like for you. And if you're up for it, share with us the best thing you've learned about money too.